W245CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In France, authorities still investigating what they say was a coordinated attack on the country's train system. It comes ahead of opening ceremony for the Paris Olympics. ABC's James Longman is in Paris.
Three fires were set along rail lines to the north and the east of Paris. It could be that with so much security in place here in the capital that these attackers found easier targets elsewhere. It's caused massive delays and cancellations. Nearly a million people will have been affected through the weekend.
In Springfield, Illinois, civil rights attorney Ben Crump calling for full accountability following the officer shooting death of Sonia Massey inside her home. Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson let go immediately and is charged with her murder, the coroner ruling her death a homicide. Thousands of fire crews battling wildfires in Northern California. Authorities say the Park Fire was arson and has charred 164,000 acres. It's now the state's largest blaze so far this season. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A proposed new building in Milwaukee would be the tallest in Wisconsin. And as Stuart J. Waddles reports, it would be the biggest wooden building in the world.
A developer has been selected for the Marcus Performing Arts Center parking garage project. The $700 million effort could include up to 750 residential units, office and retail space, a hotel, and structured parking. Mayor Cavalier Johnson is praising the development, citing its potential to enhance the city's economic and urban landscape.
Stuart J. Waddles reporting. Wisconsin wildlife officials are offering $25 rebates to get people to buy new endangered resources license plates. The plates raise money for the Natural Heritage Conservation Program and efforts to protect and restore native plants and animals and state natural areas. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Two Duluth veterans organizations received sizable donations this week. According to a Northern News Now report, the American Legion Post 71 and VFW Post 137 split nearly $20,000 in donations from Super One. The grocery chain raised the money by asking their customers to round up their totals to the next dollar at nine of their stores over the last couple of weeks, raising a grand total of $19,318. Super One presented the organizations with a donation at a check ceremony. One person was killed in an apartment fire in Duluth's Lakeside neighborhood on Thursday morning. According to the Duluth Fire Department, crews responded to the fire on the 600 block of 47th Avenue East at around 2:30 a.m. on Thursday. When they arrived on the scene, they found the fire in one of the first floor units of the apartment complex and were able to extinguish it within 10 minutes. Six residents and a number of pets were evacuated, but one person was found dead in the unit where the fire was found. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers put on the pads. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have open padded practices today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Contract talks with Jordan Love's agency, Athletes First, continue with the team. How long can it take for a deal to get done? Kenny Clark, who just signed a three-year contract worth $64 million, says his negotiations began in February.
Combine, for real. You know, it's been a long negotiation. Stressful at times, good at times, you know, up and down. So, you know, just happy we finally got it done.
The University of Wisconsin granting Chris McIntosh a new five-year contract. He took over as the athletic director in 2021. He'll now be paid at least $1.5 million per year through 2029. Baseball. Brewers back in town. They face the Marlins tonight. Pat Murphy has renamed relief pitcher Jacob Junis after his performance Wednesday at Wrigley.
We got the Corvette out of the garage, and he threw three spectacular, his best of the year. I mean, he's been good for us all year, but that was three spectacular innings.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Another picture-perfect day today with mostly sunny skies and high temperatures right into those mid-80s. Winds are a bit breezy out of the south, gusting up to 20 miles per hour, and a few clouds build in tonight. But we sit under abundant sunshine tomorrow with highs spiking to near 90. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
John Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Coupe League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's coupe.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Coupe Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Baton.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to the organization Parents as Teachers, what that would mean for you, mom and dad, and your kids. Plus, all the news from the weekend. We'll recap it. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinair on air.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommer, is on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. It is Friday, TGIF, the 26th day of July, 2024. A great day to be a Wisconsinite. High atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square in Madison. Overcast skies, partly sunny right now, looking for highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. A beautiful day across most of Wisconsin today, and then warming up a little by a little, poco a poco, as they say in Spanish, over the weekend until Sunday looks sultry, hot and humid. So find yourself a pool or an air conditioner or a block of ice to sit on. Ever sat in a block of ice?
I can't say I have.
I don't think I have either, but polar bears love it.
I'm sure they do.
That's what I've heard. Coming up later this hour, our friend and ongoing contributor, Peter Rapine, allegedly, I better start using allegedly, will be here. Week in Review, managing editor of EPOM's World, coming up at 1:30, a humorous, funny look at the news of the past couple of weeks. So holy macaroni. Talk about 2 weeks of just content and news and whew, doggies. I walked down State Street to the University of Wisconsin last night, Madison. Went to one of my favorite, if not the favorite place of mine in Madison, Memorial Union Terrace. Had myself a brat and a couple of spotted cows and watched the sunset. It was spectacular. They had a bluegrass band playing there. Big crowd.
Ooh.
Can't beat it with a stick, as Ken Lewis used to say back in school. So, yes, we have Week in Review coming up at the bottom of the hour. But right now, Mr. Zommer, 8 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time, once again, to give you a chance to win some Milwaukee Brewers baseball tickets. For those watching on the stream, I'm wearing my Milwaukee Bob Uecker jersey here today. Good old number 8. And we're not giving away 8 tickets. Going to give away half of that. A 4-pack. So it's you and 3 friends. You and your significant other and 2 other people. Or you and 3 strangers. Now, wouldn't that be something?
Whatever floats your boat.
Whatever floats your boat. But you're going to get a chance to win 4 tickets right now. This is for the game coming up on Monday. The game on Monday. First pitch is set for 7:10 p.m. It's against the Atlanta Braves. Of course, Atlanta used to be Milwaukee Braves, right? Then they moved to Atlanta, and the Seattle Pilots came to Milwaukee and became the Brewers. So you have to be able to go to the game this coming Monday night, and you have to have a smartphone, a cell phone, because the tickets are all electronic now, despite the fact that Luke Mathers has once again opened up his leather satchel that he rubs with apparently now synthetic mink oil to keep nice and supple, and he has pulled out 4 electronic tickets to give away today. So, you have to answer the following question. If Todd ruled the world, and I don't, who would I pick to be the vice presidential candidate? If Todd ruled the world, and I don't, who would I pick to be the vice presidential candidate? According to our number one, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. First correct listener gets 4 tickets to the Brewers game on Monday, 855-752-4842. Again, according to our discussion in hour number one, if Todd ruled the world and I don't, who would I pick as the best vice presidential candidate for Kamala Harris? 855-752-4842. Let's go to Hans in Verona. Hans, thanks for listening. What did I say in hour number one? Who would I pick if I ruled the world for VP?
Pete Buttigieg.
You are absolutely correct. Hans, can you go to the game coming up on Monday at 7:10?
Absolutely.
Great. You got 3 other friends or people you can take along with you?
My kids and my wife.
Hey, that's perfect. Have you been down there before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Love it.
These are great seats. They're in the club level. You kind of get your own bathrooms not very far outside where the seats are. You get kind of your own concession stand. It's air-conditioned up there, inside the concourse. So they're wonderful seats. It's a great time. Stay on the line, Hans. Do not hang up. Mr. Zomers will take your contact info off the line. So very good. Hans,
awesome.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Hey, appreciate you, Hans. Thank you very much. Don't forget, if you are not going to the game like Hans is from Verona, you can still listen to the Brewers if you're in select cities across Wisconsin. And Lord knows, I hope that your city has been selected. I just love doing that. It's an old Letterman gag. He used to do it when movies would come out. Coming up in select cities across America, and let's hope that one of your cities has been selected. Anyway, if you're listening in the Fox Valley area, you can listen to the Brewers on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, and the Big 1100. On the AM side in Oshkosh. Also, the old hometown for Todd, WRCE News in the center, in Richland Center, 107.7 FM and 1450 on the AM side. Also in southeastern Wisconsin, WRJN in Racine, 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. Also in Kenosha on 98.1 FM and up in the north, the Northwoods on 98Q Country, WCQM in Park Falls, 98.3 FM. Great team up there. Got to see him when we were up for the Birkenbeiner up in Hayward. We need to go up there, do a show. Maybe we'll do that in the fall. Trigby and I do another statewide tour this fall in September. Maybe we'll do a show up there in Park Falls. So there are all your great civic media stations that you can listen to the Brewers all season long. The Brewers continue to be in first place in the National League Central Division. It's great. By the way, Matt in Germantown says, I know I can't win. Apparently he was a winner earlier, but he also got the correct answer, Mayor Pete. So thank you. And again, I'm just saying, if I went from my gut, my heart, I just think Pete Buttigieg is prepared. I think he is exciting. But most of all, he just has this unique ability to be unflappable. He goes on Fox News and he takes all these questions and he just off the top of his head, he's not looking at paper or notes. He just knows it and he cuts through and gives you the truth. And this is the key. Without being seen by most people as mean or angry or putting the other side down. He just does it kind of bada bing, bada boom, and throws it out there. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. L.A. Tom. Tom, always a pleasure. What say you?
Hey, Todd, I like the jersey you're wearing today.
Thank you so very much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm watching it on YouTube, so everyone should either check out the Civic Media app, and you can listen to it anywhere in the country or the world, and also YouTube.
Hell, I appreciate that. That's awesome. Thank you. Thanks for the shout out.
Absolutely. So my question to you is this, because I've been kind of going back and forth between the whole Electoral College advantage, mm-hmm. versus the non-electoral college advantage. So I would love to see Mayor Pete, but I'm trying to decide what it is that he really brings to it, whereas like a Roy Moore or a Josh Shapiro,
yeah,
you know, they may bring those electoral college votes, but I think Pennsylvania may already be in some ways in our column because he did win by a landslide, whereas Roy Moore, I have a little bit of concern about his age a little bit, but I'm just trying to get, like, I agree with you. I think the best look in terms of the two would kind of be a Mayor Pete and Kamala Harris, but I just want to get your feelings on it. Well, and also, please check that Flex Candidate quiz. I just want to get your I want to get your feedback on it if you think it's something good to share with a lot of people.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. FlexCandidateQuiz.com.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Tom. Yeah, we had that down. We may actually do it on the air, Tom. We're thinking about doing it on the air just for the fun of it. But yeah, to get to your points, I think they're well taken. And again, I know there's a lot of feelings about the Electoral College. I'm not necessarily a fan. I think we need revamping. But here's the thing. That ain't going to happen between now and November. So I think it's just we need to put aside the discussion, the debate on the Electoral College for now. It is what it is. And it all comes down to winning the Electoral College, period. We've seen that in recent history where the person, hang on, Mr. Steve.
Bless you.
Thank you. The old sinuses, once again, raising their ugly head. We've seen in recent history, right, where the person who wins the most votes does not always win because the popular vote might go to Hillary Clinton, as it did in 2016, but Trump wins the most electoral votes. So Al Gore in 2000 won the most popular votes, but George W. by 500 and some odd votes won the most electoral votes. So it all comes down to the electoral vote. And I think you're right, Tom. Vice President Harris has to look at all this with her advisors. And I think you're right. You make a great point. What does former mayor, now Secretary Pete Buttigieg, bring with him electorally? Well, he's from Indiana. His husband is from Michigan. All right, that's a key state. But they also have a house in Washington, D.C. I don't think Indiana is gettable for Vice President Harris. That's going to go to Trump. So I think if she picks Pete Buttigieg, in my opinion, it's about really making a statement that this truly is a ticket for the next generation. This is moving the country forward 100%. That I'm picking a young person that connects, and I'm just going to pick who I think is the best person out there. Not to say that others aren't qualified, but I think you're right, Tom. I think it's, if I'm being realistic, if I'm hired to be a political advisor, which I won't be, but if I was, I would have to look at Mark Kelly of Arizona or Josh Shapiro, Pennsylvania. I'm not sure that the Harris people, former Biden Harris people, I'm not sure if the Harris people feel that they have Pennsylvania sewn up. And if they don't, they may pick Shapiro for that reason, because I think under almost any equation, Harris has to win Pennsylvania to be president. And if they pick Kelly, I think that they feel good about Pennsylvania and feel that Arizona is gettable with Kelly on the ticket. And also just his record of military and being an astronaut. And don't forget, this is so important. People are missing this. Mark Kelly is the most vetted candidate of anybody out there. Just being a governor does not vet you for national office. So I think that's an important point as well. Come back, take your phone calls, and we have Peter Rapine on the way. It's the All Ball Show for a Friday. TGIF on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabe.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us. Talking about the vice presidential pick coming up for Vice President Kamala Harris. And it's going to be interesting because, of course, Trump waited just the week before the RNC, Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, and that's not abnormal. Traditionally, presidential candidates like to make a big deal either right before the convention or at the convention to gin people up. But it's kind of felt that maybe Harris has to make a decision in the next couple of weeks because the Democratic Party, National Party, is talking about doing this basically the actual voting for the nomination online or in a big Zoom call in the second week, I believe, of August, prior to the convention. And there may be some issues with making sure that she gets on the ballot or sewing things up so it's not a brokered convention. There's lots of moving parts on the Democratic side that I don't pretend to be an expert in that party. But regardless, it appears that her vice presidential pick is probably going to be known in the next few days ahead of the Democratic National Committee convention in Chicago, which we will be at, by the way. And talk about Roy Cooper, limited by term limits in North Carolina. I think it looks like he's been a decent governor. I just don't think it's going to be him because he's 67 years old. As a person in their 50s now, 67 doesn't seem that old. But I think it's perception, right? Joe Biden just stepped aside as an older white guy. I don't think that Kamala Harris is going to pick what could be perceived as an older white guy to somehow balance the ticket. I think it's about moving forward. And also, just strategically, politically, I think that's a big gamble if you think that Roy Cooper is going to deliver you North Carolina. Remember, they have, and I'll be careful, they have a bat crap crazy mega Republican candidate right now for governor of North Carolina. I mean, this guy is off the walls. This guy who said, I'm paraphrasing, that some people have to be killed. I'm not making that up. I think we played the cut
I believe so,
at
yeah.
one point. I mean, this guy is off the rails, the mega candidate for governor of North Carolina right now. So, I mean, he's going to be ginning stuff up. And North Carolina, I mean, I know it's been a close loss for Democrats the last couple of elections, but I think it's a safer bet to try to shore up Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, and then maybe get Arizona is much more gettable. I mean, Biden got it last time than North Carolina. 855-752-4842. Let's go to John up in GB, Green Bay, listening on GBW, the talk of Green Bay. Been a long week, John. Sorry. I love Green Bay. I'm coming up to Shawano this weekend.
Hey, good. Hope you stay cool.
Thank you. What do you got for us?
A couple things. One is, yeah, I agree with you. Pete Buttigieg would make a great vice presidential candidate. I just don't think the way America thinks right now that might not be a very good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I wish they would just eliminate the Electoral College. It is it's old-fashioned. How would you like to not be in a state other than Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, or Michigan,
right,
and not really basically vote count.
Right, yeah. It's true. It's true.
And then the other, what I wanted to talk to you about was months ago, Marjorie Taylor Greene tried to get Mike Johnson out of the speaker's position,
mm-hmm.
and he was saved by all the Democrats. I would like to see something if she can kind of bring that up again. And this go around, though, before the election, Democrats wouldn't save him. which would then put the Republican Party in more disarray and in front of the voters of the country to say, well, what is going on? Why do they keep doing this? I don't really know why the Democrats, I mean, I do, but I wish they wouldn't have. The Democrats saved him last time.
Right. Well, and
what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I appreciate it, John. Thanks for calling up to a beautiful Green Bay. I would say a couple of things. I think that much like Joe Biden put country before party in stepping aside to run for a second term, I think that Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader in the House, put country before party and said, look, we have to keep the country going. We can't have military families not being paid. We can't have veterans hospitals shutting down. We have to keep the basic government running. And in order to do that, we're going to assure Mike Johnson that we'll be with him to keep him as speaker in exchange for keeping the government going. And that's what he did. Johnson put a continuing resolution on the floor. And remember, this is what got Kevin McCarthy thrown out of the speaker's chair, because he dealt with Democrats on a continuing resolution. But Democrats crossed over. Remember, without Democrats, that House resolution, the continuing resolution to keep government going, would have failed. So Democrats kept their word in the House and saved the bacon of Speaker Johnson, and Johnson kept his word of putting up a continuing resolution to keep the government running that Democrats could vote for. So there was some horse trading, as we say in politics out there. Doesn't always mean it's the best way to get things done, but it is a way to get things done. Now, you bring up a great point. I have said for a long time that one of my theories is, although it's going to be a little bit harder now with the numbers, that you could see a couple more Republicans resigning / retiring closer to the election or after the election to give Democrats an opportunity to put Hakeem Jeffries in the speaker's chair so that Democrats control the House of Representatives on January 6th of 2025. I think that's still a possibility, although probably smaller now than it was a while back because of the way there are a couple of people that died, unfortunately, and resignations. And so the numbers are kind of weird in the math in the House right now. But you raise a great point. But I think had Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats said, no, we're not going to help you, Mike Johnson, what you would have gotten is perhaps another month of nobody in the speaker's chair. And then when you did, you might have gotten a Matt Gaetz or Marjorie Taylor Greene or somebody of that ilk that just said, I don't give a hoot if the government shuts down or not. And then at the end of the day, who does that hurt? It hurts our military families who are not get a paycheck. It hurts our veterans who might not have surgeries. So I think that Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats in the House did the right thing. They put the country ahead of partisan politics. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. MJ, listening out in WRCE, the old hometown Richland Center, says, with kids, speaking of Pete Buttigieg, with kids that young, he and his husband have kids like 3 and 4, I'd feel bad for what they will go through if he became the VP nominee. He does a great job of making time for them, not worth losing the Arizona seat. Why not Roy Cooper? First of all, you're on the right track, but Arizona has a Democratic governor, and the way things work out there, if Mark Kelly would get the nomination and win, the Democratic governor of Arizona would appoint someone to fill that seat in Arizona, so you would not lose a seat for Democrats in the Senate. And I think you already heard me say about Roy Cooper, he's fine. I think it's much harder for Harris to win North Carolina than it is to win Arizona on the Electoral College chart. Great discussion, great phone call. Stay tuned. Next, we've got Peter Rapine, I think, managing editor of E-Bombs World, with a week in review. Do not go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin is introducing a bill to prevent sudden hospital closures like the ones in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls this year. The bill requires large hospitals to notify federal agencies of a pending closure at least 3 months in advance. Baldwin is running for a third term against challenger Eric Hovde. More than 60 million Americans identify as having disabilities. Many of them turn to Easter Seals for health care. Kendra Davenport is Easter Seals president.
We provide essential services to millions of individuals and their families every year, from early childhood to the critical first 5 years, autism services, transportation, medical rehab, and employment programs that target and assist veterans as well as senior citizens.
Easter Seals has become the largest nonprofit healthcare agency in the country. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth Police Department is searching for a suspect they believe set off a firework in the fountain outside City Hall on Thursday morning. According to law enforcement authorities, reports of an explosion near City Hall came in at around 7:30 a.m. on Thursday, and officials shortly thereafter determined that the explosion was a firework that had been set off in the fountain. Nobody was injured and the fountain was not damaged. Authorities shared a photo of the suspect and are looking for community help to identify him. Superior Sidewalk Days got underway on Wednesday, featuring dozens of local vendors on the streets in the city's business district. According to a Northern News Now report, business district officials say the annual event provides a great opportunity for local businesses to show off their inventories to residents who may not know about them yet. The Sidewalk Days event will be open to the public through Saturday around Tower Avenue and Belknap Street, with some popular businesses offering great discounts. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes you hear things that can't be true. Here's one of them. John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard got married in Vegas to Paul Sorvino's widow, Dee Dee, after they met at the Hollywood Museum at an Abbott and Costello exhibit. All of that is true. People magazine reports that the mediocre at best actor gave credit to God for bringing him and Dee Dee together. There is no word yet if Schneider will rescind all of his comments to People like he does most of his insane political tweets. Also, according to People magazine, Tom Brady and model Brooks Nader have been casually hooking up. They always break the big stories. People's inside source did not clarify if casually hooking up meant that when Brady gets together with Nader, he wears JCPenney activewear, or if he's rounding third and headed for home. To be fair, an additional source says that they are not dating, and yet a third source says appropriately, who cares? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Another picture-perfect day today with mostly sunny skies and high temperatures right into those mid-80s. Winds are a bit breezy out of the south, gusting up to 20 miles per hour, and a few clouds build in tonight. But we sit under abundant sunshine tomorrow with highs spiking to near 90. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This whole week, I've been trying to think of some maneuver I could say that would go viral and totally sell my soul for extra cash. I'm not putting myself above that.
How about Schwabba Habba? Or Schwabby Dada? Or Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong? Instead of the more you know, it just says Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong with a rainbow and a star shooting star.
Conrad, I think we got our promo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas for a talk about the Twinges from American Ninja Warrior. And it's Friday, which means we are going to talk about a bar band. Terry Bar, that is.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Back to the Todd Almost Show. I am not sitting on the sofa behind me. The fake leather velour sofa here in the Civic Media World headquarters sits directly behind me. By the way, Jimmy Kay, one of the great hosts of Max Inc. Radio here on Saturday nights, along with Rocker and Terry Barr, doing a great job every Saturday night, 6 until midnight, Max Inc. Radio. We're talking about the J.D. Vance sofa, as we've named it here in the studio. And Jimmy Kay said, if only you knew what happens on that couch on Saturday nights, Todd. I don't think I want to. Here to discuss this and many more facts. And by the way, Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor on Facebook, says, I consider your show my number one source for couch and couch-related news updates. Well, you will not be disappointed, Mr. Perry.
And L.A. Tom says that J.D. Vance is the sofa king.
Here to discuss it all, the managing editor of EPOM's World, Peter Rapine, for a week in review, a bi-weekly week in review. And Peter Rapine, I'm not sure we've had this much news in 2 weeks since I don't know when.
Truly, it feels like it's been a year since I've last been on. You don't want to talk.
It's a lot's happened, as they say. So as a friendly reminder, those who might not have heard before, we can review here with Peter Rapine, EPOM's World. These are not things you make up. It's not fiction. This is real and wacky human behavior of which you have tracked down and bring to us.
Yes. Yes, and our main focus is that it's true stories,
right,
or seemingly true at times.
That's a good way to put it. All right, so let's lead off here with a little couch news.
Yeah, we'll lead off hopefully with a home run. So our headline reads, and we picked this up pretty early. We picked it up before the AP did.
Wow.
Obviously, there's a new vice presidential candidate in the race, yes, and he's gone through a hazing this week, to put it lightly. Yes. Our headline reads, did J.D. Vance have sex with his couch?
And by the way, this is real. This is a real story.
That's yes, fake. Yeah. Real in the sense that he has a couch.
And it made news to the point. Well, you go ahead.
Yeah, so it started on Twitter. People were, you know, posting, joking as they do. And J.D. Vance, as most people probably know, wrote a book about his life called Hillbilly Elegy. And people on Twitter were joking that there was an excerpt from the book where he talks about having sex with his couch. And it blew up to the point to where not only did we write about it, but the AP wrote a story debunking it, saying, no, J.D. Vance did not have sex with his couch.
The Associated Press, the time-honored, revered Associated Press, had to come out with a fact check on did J.D. Vance have sex with his couch.
And the funniest part about it is they later deleted the fact check.
Yes.
if you're not sure if J.D. Vance did or did not, in fact, have sex with his couch, we can't say yes or no, but we can say that we don't have the proof.
Yes. Which I think is the hilarious part is the Associated Press said they had to remove the fact check because while they couldn't prove that he did commit the act, neither could they confirm that he didn't.
I mean, who among us, right? Who's ready to throw the first stone against J.D. Vance?
Apparently J.D. Vance pulling very well with teenage boys. So, I mean, there's that.
But definitely the funniest story, and I think it's a bit of levity that we need in this presidential race. You know, we're getting back to the basics. But the memes this week were glorious. A lot of sexy couches out there. Surprisingly number of sexy couches, yes, if you had not gone down that rabbit hole previously.
So. Do we have a couple of you to throw up or not? We're not throwing up. All right. We got a couple of throw up here. For those watching on the stream, this is fantastic. All right, let's throw a couple of these memes up here. And for those who don't know, a meme is basically a picturesque joke that gets passed around on the internet.
It's loading. It's thinking.
Oh, it's loading.
It's taking a while to get those couches hot and ready.
Oh, there you go. So here, this couch may have been at my grandparents' farm at one point. It is a, it's kind of a, what do you call it? A beige background with floral fall colors, lots of burnt orange, a little bit of green, and kind of a floral pattern. Someone holding an old style rotary phone handle in burnt orange. And the meme says, quote, JD, I'm pregnant.
One of the best ones I saw was a photo of JD and his wife sitting on a couch, and someone had done like a line from his eye, from the line of his sight, and pretending that he's looking past his wife and staring at the couch.
And this was all Colbert last night. It was all over it as well. Here's someone who posted, says, I heard J.D. Vance has a bottle or two after having relations with his couch. Who else
after, has? After a tweet of Vita Coco saying, who else drinks Vita Coco after sex?
Well, this is, if nothing else, this has been a lot of fun. Like you say, we need some levity in this campaign. And he's really, J.D. Vance, he was picked to be this serious mega candidate. And he's turned into, for those of a certain age will understand this, he's turned into the Dan Quayle of 2024 or the Sarah Palin of 2024.
Yeah,
I mean, just an absolute goofball. So anyway, one more. That's fine. Well, we had enough of that.
There is another really good one where they're laying in bed together, and or as in his wife and him, and she's thinking, he's probably thinking about other women, and he's looking down. And it's like soft brown Corinthian leather. Oh.
Soft brown Corinthian leather. All right. That's again. It apparently it's untrue, but we can't prove that it's not true. So, yeah. And there were reports that he came out yesterday with a statement, but I think that was actually untrue. I mean, that would be great, right? Having someone have to come out with a statement on this.
Well, don't fact check me on this one, but I did see a headline today in Raw story where allegedly some of J.D. Vance's, some of his search history had come out somewhere where he had like some weird searches about dolphins.
Yes, that's 100% true. They post like, wait a minute. I think I might have that actually up on the phone. Yes, here it is. This is real. This is absolutely 100% real. If you go back and look at J.D. Vance, his official Twitter account, he reposted something that says, maybe the internet was a mistake. And what it's called Crazy Clips. He reposted this. It says, woman gets violated by a dolphin and enjoys it. My first question is, why is J.D. Vance looking on the internet? And it shows up here. It says he was searching for women and dolphins. I'm sure this is real. This is real. I mean, the guy, and I don't want to throw a wet blanket on this. So I'm actually going to talk about this next week. But there is another story today. I'll just hint at it. Apparently, this is real. J.D. Vance changed his name at least twice and wrote in his book and told his grandmother, who basically raised him, that he thought he was gay at one point. And he's gone through kind of all this denial and changed his name. And now he's an anti-LGBTQ, Trump dude. I mean, talk about thou doth protest too much.
I wonder if he was one of the main people on the gay Super Bowl for Grindr.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to get too
sadly
serious.
Par for the course.
For the course on some of these folks. All right, next headline, Peter A. Pine.
All right, this one, maybe not as funny. Equally funny, but a little more shocking. New Jersey man charged after decapitating seagull that tried to steal his daughter's French fries.
What? What kind of a guy does that?
Well, if you've ever been to the boardwalk, you know fries can be pretty expensive.
Yes, that's true.
So a seagull, you know, as it does, tried to eat some fries off of his table, and he ripped off the seagull's head with his bare hands.
No way.
Yeah. Which us in New York, we like to call this normal New Jersey behavior.
You're typical New Jerseyan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chris Christie, is this what, was this the perpetrator? Who Oh, I mean, I guess those, they could be pretty tame out there eating human food. But I mean, who's fast enough to do that? And then who does that? I mean, it's one thing to like grab it, I guess, and throw it over the side, but to like do that? Come on.
Yeah, truly a lot of questions, right? Like, how do you catch it? And then why not just like shoo it away? Right. Like, why rip its head off? Like, you must have been like really roided up or something. There's a lot of question marks hanging over this one.
Really roided up. We're talking to Peter Rapine, managing editor. All these stories are real. You can find them at epomsworld.com, our bi-weekly look, week in review of Peter Rapine. All right, Peter, what do you got next?
This one is also sadly par for the course. I know we talk a lot about what the kids are doing.
The teens.
Well, teen accused of derailing train for social media video.
Get out of town. Like, not a toy train, like an actual train.
No. Yeah. So story goes, train, this happened back in April, and a train derailed. And while investigators were, you know, investigating, a young teenager walked up to them a little too curious about the incident. And they noticed that he had set up a tripod nearby and was filming the incident. And so under further investigation, they realized that the kid himself had pulled the train switch, switching the lanes, and derailed it on purpose for his video.
That is sick. I mean, who? Yeah. And is this picture you got? I'm looking at the article right now. Is this kid from New York? I mean, he looks like some goofball. Is that the kid?
No.
Oh, all right.
That kid is just he's a train lover.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we throw him in there because there are actually teens online that really, really love trains. And it's kind of like a...
Right, it's cool. Trains are cool.
A personal interest. Yeah, a hyper-focus of some people. So, they're, you know, train lovers come in all shapes and sizes. But this kid...
But see, this gets to a great point. And again, I'm sorry to go a little serious on you, but give us your lighter side. I mean... Social media, in my opinion, this is where it goes too far, where it really truly does become all about the likes and whatever. And people will do almost anything to get noticed on social media to the point where this kid derails a train. Was anybody hurt or killed in this?
No, there weren't no serious injuries were reported. A lot of damage to the train.
Yeah,
though, of course. Yeah. It is funny, though, that he filmed it ideally for like an Instagram or a TikTok. But he didn't get to publish it. The news is the one that got to publish.
At least he didn't get the credit for it.
Yeah.
The traditional media beat him to the punch.
They did.
By the way, Troy, listening in Mount Horeb of the earlier story with the J.D. Vance couch, he says, quote, I did not have sexual relations with that couch. To paraphrase the old Bill Clinton line about Monica Lewinsky. It's a gift that keeps on giving. All right, go ahead, Peter.
All right, now we're getting back to something a little lighter. A new world record has been set. A man has set the world record for the most cans smashed with his head in under 30 seconds.
I mean, I just wonder about these people. And you post a video of this online. You can see it at EBOMS. That's E-B as a boy, A-U-M-S, world, ebombsworld.com. And these are not empty. These are full cans. Is it Red Bull or what is that? Or is it beer?
They look like cans of beer to me.
All right.
But who knew that Guinness World Record would actually give out an award for something like this? But this guy crushed 39 cans of something in 30 seconds with his forehead. And the video is as dumb and hilarious as it sounds.
Want to hear a little bit of what it sounds like?
Sure, you can hear it. You can't. I mean, yeah, go ahead. And that's the speed to boom, 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 boom. I mean, it's just that would. I mean, seriously, you got to have a screw loose.
I mean, I'm not a marketing expert, but I think that guy deserves an Advil brand sponsorship.
Peter Rapine, we can review more headlines after this. It's the All Ball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. Hayward.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from CBS and ABC News, depending upon which station in the Civic Media chain you're listening to. A little sports update with Mike Clemens. Also, a local update with Civic Media News, weather as well. And then we're off to Waukesha, the home of the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, every afternoon from 2 until 4. Don't want to miss it. Maggie Dawn straight away after us, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Right now, our friend and ongoing contributor joining us directly from the beautiful Brooklyn, New York, Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, with our bi-weekly look at the week in review. And Peter, what a couple of weeks it has been. What do you got for us?
Yeah, hopefully it's just some, you know, distract ourselves from the chaos of the world.
Yes, absolutely. We need a little laugh, a little fun once in a while.
And this one is exactly that. So it might be a little visual, but all headline right. Reads, "Drumstick Foosball is the perfect new tailgate game."
Right.
Now stew over that for a second. Drumstick Foosball. What does that exactly mean?
We all know
foosball, the game where you got a little soccer players, you got the sticks, and you're hitting the ball and trying to get into your opponent's goal. Well, someone turned a foosball table into a grill, and instead of using plastic pieces, he has chicken wings grilling while playing foosball.
This is brilliant. And yes, for those, though, you know, foosball, we had this at the old University of Wisconsin Center Richland, which is closed. I wonder who got the foosball table, by the way, at the campus. But the foosball players, you're right, they look like soccer players, and they're kind of like broad at the top. Their legs are together, so it's kind of a V shape with their arms at their side, which, oddly enough, resembles a drumstick, a chicken drumstick. So someone has replaced the players with drumsticks. What are they using for a ball, Peter?
I don't know. That's a good question. I would hope like a small onion, but honestly, probably the real foosball. He's probably using the real foosball in that.
Jeff Perry comments, "Drumstick foosball. Is that code?" It may be. It may be a J.D. Vance thing. I'm not sure. It looks like he's playing it like out in the mountains out west. This is great.
He really does have a beautiful backdrop.
Yeah.
I noticed the same. But I do hope to see this next season at like a Bills Mafia game or Packers game. It's like, Americans, we got to step our game up and adopt foosball drumstick ball.
Foosball drumstick ball. You know this is going to catch on. You're absolutely right. You know you're going to find this somewhere at a Packer tailgate party.
I hope.
It looks like easy to baste if you want to put a little barbecue sauce. I mean, just you know, and I mean, when you're playing foosball, or you ever the guy that just like hit it, you know, over the top and just made the guy like spin all the time. Yeah.
Well, we used to play. I had one growing up, and we would ban spinnies. Spinning rule. Yeah, we were very serious about foosball.
I can tell. Were you a champion foosball player?
I was kind of middle of the road. One of my brother's older friends, he was the best, and he
really
in our clocks. Yeah.
The only sport I ever excelled at in high school, and you can ask CP this because we went to high school together. You were talking to the Richland Center High School 1988 badminton champion, team badminton. Oh, my buddy heck, Jeff Daniels, yes. And I, we beat the jocks. We took them all on. badminton champion right here, buddy.
I'd love to play one day.
All right, Peter Rapine, what else you got? Got about 3 or 4 minutes left here.
All right. This one's also pretty visual. So if you're listening, I urge you to go to the site and find it. It might not be everyone's taste or cup of tea, but it's such a bizarre sight that you kind of have to look at it. Headline reads, "This village in Portugal lets kids smoke cigarettes one day a year."
Because why not? Because, I mean, come on, they're all going to do it anyway, so we might as well just celebrate it.
Why not? Well, maybe it turns kids off at a young age. And then when they get older, they're like, oh, I don't want to do that. I'm not going to butcher the name of this Portuguese village because I can't properly pronounce it, but it's a weekend festival, and the video is about 2.5 minutes long, and it is exactly what it sounds like, where there's gaggles of young kids, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, just ripping cigs.
It's disturbing to watch, but very funny.
It's absolutely terrible. I denounce it, and it's absolutely hilarious.
Do not support it.
All at the same time.
There's like one girl who's like clearly a little taller and a little older, like handing them out and lighting everyone's cigarettes.
But what I appreciate about it is they're living their authentic selves. Rather than saying, oh, yeah, never do it or whatever, they're just like, ah, let's screw it. We're gonna let them smoke and have some fun with it.
Well, Portugal, I think they're pretty lax on drugs. You know, they invest heavy into healthcare and mental health and drug rehabilitation. So like you can be, you know, a functioning addict, so to say.
The life expectancy in Portugal is 37, but other than that, it's a beautiful country.
Beautiful country, yeah.
That's really funny, actually. I'm sorry, but it is funny. It is funny. What else you got for us, Peter Rapine? A couple minutes left.
All right. No, this one, again, is pretty visual. Headline reads, "Dude escaping cops cartwheels his way to freedom."
All right. What do you got?
It's a short video of a guy who is being taken into custody into a parking lot of some sorts, maybe a Lowe's or a Home Depot, and him and the cop are kind of going back and forth at it. He gets free from one officer, and as another security guard is running at him, he doesn't do like a juke side to side, but he does a full-on cartwheel. And during his cartwheel, the security guard is so perplexed that he's able to like get by him. And from the video, you can tell that he runs away, and he seems like he gets off and gets his freedom.
I was just watching the video. Here's a guy who's watched way too many like action hero movies with like CGI and doesn't understand that those people can't actually do all those things. It's like, oh, well, I'll be like Spider-Man and I'll like do a cartwheel. And it's a poor cartwheel, but it seems to have worked. It perplexed the law enforcement so much. Like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, so this is us. This is, you can put the caption on it, us going into the weekend.
That's pretty good, actually. It's been anything else quick you want to end on, or should we end it there? It's up to you.
We can end it there.
All right. I think it's a good place to end because you're right. We're going into a weekend doing cartwheels. Peter Rapine, always a pleasure, my friend. You can find all these stories at ebombsworld.com. Thank you so much. Thanks, we'll see you in a couple of weeks, Peter.
Take care.
All right. Thank you. Wonderful Peter Rapine right there. Thank you also to Mr. Zommers and all of you for listening and calling in. We appreciate you so much. Stay tuned for Jane Matinair now. Keep her between the lines, as Jack O'Neill once said. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Keep banging on your drum.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, one of the doctors participating in Ride to Decide, a national bus tour, speaking out about the real physical danger of state-based abortion bans.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A lot of people, I think, are going to be seeing Twisters this weekend. I mean, the movie.
Welcome to Merlot with the Movies. So without spoilers, what'd you think?
I actually really, really, really loved it. When it came down to the science, what they were talking about, the tips and tricks, I was impressed. It really helps, too, with people that are scared of storms. If you do want the full effect, see it in theaters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.